Reaction is mixed among two local councillors after the Ford government announced Cambridge, along with 25 other municipalities, would receive strong mayor powers on Friday. Beginning July 1, the strong mayors will have the power to set budgets, veto bylaws and pass bylaws with just one-third of their council support, with the caveat that these bylaws deal with provincial priorities like getting more housing built. Ward 7 councillor Scott Hamilton, who's a political science and government graduate from Oxford University and the London School of Economics, and holds a PhD in international relations, is confident that Cambridge Mayor Jan Liggett will use her new powers both sparingly and responsibly, but fears certain decisions could lack representation. On one hand, municipal decisions can sometimes be arduous and time-consuming, so having a strong, centralized decision-maker can bring coherence and direction over contentious issues, Hamilton told Cambridge Today. On the other hand, if that direction isn't what the majority of the city actually wants or needs, the danger of minority rule pops up again and becomes dangerous. Hamilton points out this could be true given the fact no one knows what provincial priorities will be in the future. This is especially true because what a provincial government could deem a priority in the future isn't clear, he said. Today, it's housing, but what will the next provincial government make a priority, and will this now bypass local councils? Hamilton says the news is pretty unprecedented in Western democracies like Canada, and hopes it inspires residents to pay closer attention to what is going on locally. I have confidence that Mayor Liggett will execute these powers responsibly and carefully, he said. We've all been tasked with building an amazing city together and that hasn't changed at all. We have a council that cares and I'm truly excited to work with them all. Former mayor and current regional councillor Doug Craig doesn't agree with the strong mayor power because it creates an imbalance on council. But much like Hamilton, Craig has confidence in Liggett's judgment. I don't see that being a particular problem with any of the mayors in Waterloo region, Craig told Cambridge Today. I don't know if it will get more houses built, but we'll see. Peter Wollstonecroft, a political science professor emeritus at the University of Waterloo, strongly opposes Ford's announcement. I don't think it's a good idea, but I'm not surprised it's happening. It's very undemocratic, Wollstonecroft said. I don't think any of this is going to address the housing issue. Politicians like to expand their authority. I don't think it has anything to do with the building of houses. The problem isn't the building of houses, the issue is housing that my grandchildren will be able to afford, and I don't think that will happen very easily. Wollstonecroft says it's another example of a trend he's seen in provincial politics. The long-term trend in Ontario politics is whenever something happens, we centralize things, he said. It means Doug Ford thinks he can get more of the things he wants and thinks it'll get developers more of what they want. When reached for comment, Mayor Jan Liggett said council continues to work on the goal of building housing. Council was working together towards that yesterday and will be working together towards that next week. Nothing has changed, she said. All of us want the same thing, to build and grow our city and do what is best for the people of our community. Requests for comment were also made to other city councillors, but no response was received.